USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Supreme Court is taking up the Trump administration's plan to end legal protections that shield 660,000 immigrants from deportation. All eyes will be on Chief Justice John Roberts when the court hears arguments on Tuesday. Roberts is the conservative justice closest to the court's center, who also is keenly aware of public perceptions of a divided court. It's the third time in 3 years the administration is asking the justices to rescue a controversial policy. The court sided with President Donald Trump in allowing him to enforce the travel ban on visitors from some majority Muslim companies, but it blocked the administration from adding the citizenship question to the 2020 census. The program before the court this time is the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, an Obama-era protection that aimed to bring out of the shadows people who have been in the United States since they were children and are in the country illegally. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska, but then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Donald Trump dismissed a Chinese official's assertion that his administration has agreed to roll back some of the higher tariffs it imposed on Chinese goods. The Chinese official had said the two sides agreed to a phased cancellation of the tariff hikes as part of a new agreement. Trump told reporters at the White House, "I know they'd like to have a rollback, and I have not agreed to anything."
Jersey Shore star Ronnie Ortiz Magro has pleaded not guilty to domestic violence, child endangerment, false imprisonment, and a number of other misdemeanors after an arrest in the Hollywood Hills. The 33-year-old Ortiz Magro entered the plea in Los Angeles to seven misdemeanor counts that also included criminal threats, brandishing a weapon, and resisting arrest. Police say Ortiz Magro was uncooperative, and they had to use a stun gun to take him into custody. Ortiz Magro has had frequent disputes with Jennifer Harley, his on-and-off girlfriend and mother of his child. Harley has also been arrested involving scuffles with Ortiz Magro, but charges at that time were dismissed. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
The president's former national security advisor now has a book deal. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Bolton left the Trump administration in September because of numerous foreign policy disagreements. Now the Associated Press says he's reached a deal in recent weeks with Simon & Schuster. There's not a lot of details available. Some sources say it's worth about $2 million. The publishing officials who spoke to the AP said they don't know the title or the release date yet, nor do they know exactly what's going to be in the book. He did write a book in 2007 called Surrender is Not an Option, Defending America at the United Nations and Abroad. I'm Chris Barnes.
Photographer Robert Freeman, who helped define the image of the Beatles with some of the band's best-known album covers, has died at the age of 82. A statement on the Beatles' official website announced Freeman's death, but it did not give a cause. Born in 1936, Freeman began his career as a photojournalist for London's Sunday Times and captured portraits of leading jazz musicians before working with the Beatles. He shot the black and white cover for the 1963 album With the Beatles, picturing the Fab Four's faces in part shadow. It became the defining image of the group's early years and was used again in the 1964 U.S. album Meet the Beatles. Paul McCartney said, "Freeman was our favorite photographer during the Beatles years, and he came up with some of the most iconic album covers." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.